Blog Talk Radio.
That the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You are to give God praise. You are to give him glory. You are to honor his name. And thank you. Thank him for waking you up this morning, clothed in your right mind. Amen. You are tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen, amen. And you know, we start this broadcast off with prayer. Amen. So let's begin to draw our minds in and just begin to get in that set place with God right now. For those of you that have prayer lists, go grab your prayer list. Let us both touch and agree with our prayer lists today. Amen. We pray one for another. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father, being able to do for others other than ourselves, Lord. We take it not for granted, Lord Father. We take no one or nothing for granted. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we are praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for being a God of many chances, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord, Father, that you hear and answers prayers, Lord. So, Father, as we touch and agree with the prayer lists that is holds before you, Lord, Father, praying and intervening for others, Lord, Father, we thank you for your will being done. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand, Lord, Father, upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thank you and just glorify you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord, the prayers that you're answering, O God, as we pray, and the prayers that you are about to answer, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we hold Andrew before you, Lord, Father. And we thank you, O God, for the update, Lord, Father, that he is healing well, Lord, Father. We ask, O God, that you continue to strengthen him, Lord, Father. Continue to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Tori, Lord, Father. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. And Father, we thank you, O God, for that special person, Lord, Father, that wouldn't mind, Father God, taking care of him, Lord, Father. Father, we know, Lord, Father, it's not easy, O God, losing one of our senses or losing one of our limbs, Lord, Father. So, Father, I ask you, O God, to touch him and strengthen him, Lord, Father. Improve right now his living conditions right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over his mindset right now, Lord, Father. And we thank you, Lord, Father, for salvation right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Essence right now, Lord, and her son, Lord. Father, as we cover them under the blood, Lord, Father, we thank you for you continually, Lord, Father, intervening on their behalf, Lord. Father, we ask you, O God, for favor, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that you can do it, Lord, Father, and nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And, Father, we call it done right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruthie, Lord, Father. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise for just hearing the prayers, Lord Father, of all those, Lord, that are calling, Lord Father, upon your name, Lord Father, for the healing of others, oh God. So, Father, we're thanking you right now for hearing the prayers that is going forth for Ruthie, Lord Father, that's in the hospital, Lord. Father, touch her body right now, Lord Father. Father, you created us, Lord Father. You know all about us, Lord Father. And Father, as we touch and agree with her family, Lord Father, we thank you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold Pastor Ted before you, Lord Father. Ask you, Lord Father, to continue, Lord Father, to heal and strengthen him, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father, his wife, Pastor Vicky, Lord Father, as she continue, Lord Father, Father, to take care of him, Lord Father. We thank you for giving her the strength, Lord Father, to continue to do your work right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch our listeners, Lord Father, those that are listening now, those that are listening at a later date, O God. Father, you know what they're in need of right now, Lord. And Father, we take them not for granted, Lord Father. Father, some in the need of healing of their bodies right now, Lord. Some need peace in their minds, in their hearts right now, Lord Father. Father, some don't know, Lord Father, where their next meal will come from, Lord Father. But Father, we know, Lord Father, that you are a supplier of all our needs, Lord. So, Father, I ask you this day, Lord Father, to look upon them, Lord Father. And, Father, as they continue to touch and agree with prayers that are going forth, Lord Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to bless them, Lord. Keep them covered under the blood, Lord Father. Father, I ask, Lord Father, that you dispatch the angels to stand guard round about them, Lord Father, in their going out and their coming in, Lord Father. Let them fail not to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord Father, that you brought them back home safely. Father, that you brought their loved ones home back safely, Lord Father. Father, we know, oh God, that prayer changes things, Lord Father, and we know that this world today is in need of much prayer, Lord Father. Father, no place is safe, Lord Father, but the safest place right now, Lord Father, is in you, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, Lord. Father God, we praying today, oh God, for those that have lost loved ones, Lord Father. We ask you, oh God, to comfort their hearts, Lord. Give them peace, Lord Father, the peace that passes all understanding, Lord Father, and the strength, Lord Father, to let them know that they can go on, Lord. And Father, knowing that if their loved one die in you, Lord Father, that they will see them again, Lord Father. Father, we thank you. We thank you, O God, for being so mindful of us, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for being a God of many chances, Lord Father. You're long-suffering, Lord. Father, forgive us, O God, when we have turned away, Lord Father, and walked contrary to your word, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for taking us. We thank you, O God, for sending your only begotten Son to die, Lord Father, upon the cross for our sins, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the stripes that he took on his back for every sickness and every disease, Lord Father, that we can stand, O God, upon his word right now. And we say that body line up with the word right now. For you say healing is the children's bread, Lord Father, and we're receiving it right now in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, I thank you for this broadcast, Lord Father. I thank you for the lives, Lord Father, that they have touched, Lord Father, and continue to touch, Lord. Father, all broadcasters, Lord Father, that are lifting your name, Lord Father. Father, preaching and teaching, Lord Father, your gospel, Lord Father, preparing the people, Lord Father, warning them, Lord Father. Father, we cover them under the blood right now, Lord Father. No one is not one person got the message, Lord Father, but you call us all to be ministers of the gospel, oh God. So, Father, we hold before you the fivefold ministry, Lord Father. Your men and women of God that are standing, oh God, flat-footed upon your word right now, Lord Father. Father, we put a shield of protection around about them, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to keep that hedge, Lord Father, round about them, Lord, covering them under the blood, Lord Father, building them up, Lord Father, when they begin to get weak or weary, Lord Father, letting them know to continue, oh God, to look up, Lord Father, to continue to look up for that where they help comes from, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for the congregation that are praying, O God, for the leaders right now, O God. Father, as we have entered into the hurricane season, O God, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to protect our borders, Lord Father. Father, as each and every prayer warrior begin to pray, O God, for their city, their state, their region right now, Lord Father, and extend it, Lord Father, over to other nations, Lord Father. Father, we thank you. Father, as we stand together in unity, O God, we thanking you right now, O God, for hearing prayers today, Lord Father. Thank you, O God, for answering prayers, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord, canceling every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Bonds, Lord Father, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him, Lord Father, and I ask you that you continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father, to hold him up, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to give him the strength that he needs in you, Lord Father, as he go forth in you leading his people, Lord Father. Father, I thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding right now, O God. So, Father, touch today, Lord Father. Touch each and every listener, Lord Father. Meet them where they're at, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father, we ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how I miss my apostle. I miss her so much. The fact that we will be doing this show together, you know. It's always good when you have someone in your life, courage, inspire, and be a mentor to you. Know today that you serve an awesome and powerful God. Trust in God today. Call upon him like never before. There is so much going on in this world. It's so much killing. So much killing that is going on today. Father, we thank you for shielding and protecting, Lord Father, us. You ought to give God praise. You ought to give God the glory. He woke you up this morning. He woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind, able to do not just for yourself, but for others. That's a blessing to do for others. It's a blessing. And when you're doing for others, you do it with love. Not because you're ordered to, it's your job, but do it with love, godly love. Let me go ahead and give you the word for today. Amen. It says, fly through barriers and soar to new heights. Dream big, believe you can, achieve and live strong. Fly through barriers and soar to new heights. Dream big, believe you can, achieve, and live strong. Amen, amen. I'm just thanking God for this day. You know why? He woke me up this morning, clothed my right mind. I'm able to do for others other than myself. I can make a difference in someone's life today. I can allow God to use me this day. And I'm not standing in judgment, but I'm alive amongst the land of the living, continually doing what God have for me to do. Amen. You have to give God praise. Your loved one woke up this morning. Give God praise. You look on the news. It is so depressing. It is so depressing to look at the news these days. You look at it to know what's going on in your area, in your nation, and what's going on in other nations. But you know what? We don't thank God enough. We don't give him the praise and the glory that is due to his name, because it could have been us. He could have taken us out in our worst time where we was not even thinking about him. And we would be standing in judgment right now. We are in crucial times. Time is at hand. If God has rest upon your heart to speak to someone, to give them your testimony, give it to them. If he tells you to tell someone they are beautiful, they are loved, don't hesitate to do it. You do not know the mindset of that person. Be obedient to that still, small voice that you hear. You know the devil is not going to tell you to do anything good. So today, allow God to use you today, to be a light in someone's darkness today. This world is getting dark, dark, people. You know, but when we look up and we call upon that name of Jesus in all our times, we know we have a Savior. We know that we can trust and we can stand on his word. Amen. So give God praise today. And no matter what you're going through today, know that the God in you can handle it. You yourself can't do it, but the God in you can. Trust in God. Amen. My message today that I'll be coming, not my message, but the message that I heard is anchor yourself in God. Anchor yourself in God, because what is going on today, if you don't have God, you are lost. You don't have the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit resting within you, you are lost. And this is no time for you to be lost. Before I bring forward the message, I'll pray. Heavenly Father, as I come before you this day, Lord Father, I ask you, O God, to decrease me as you increase in me. Pour into me, Lord Father, that I'm able to pour out to your people, Lord. Use me, your vessel, this day, Lord. Father, to bless your people, Lord. Father, that they will learn more, Lord. Father, that they will be encouraged, that they may be strengthened, Lord, Father. Father, on the words, Lord, Father, standing on you, Lord, Father. Father, those, Lord, Father, that are weak, let them stand right now and say, I am strong in the Lord. Father, use me today, Lord, Father, to touch your people and give them, Lord, Father, the strength, oh God, that they need in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. What does anchor mean? Is a device usually of metal attached to a ship or boat by a cable and cast overboard to hold it in a particular place by means of a fluke that digs into the bottom. A reliable or principal support says to secure firmly, and another says something or someone to which one looks for support. So the most recognizable part of the anchor are the flukes. These are the hook-shaped arms from the base and give the anchor the shape as it is known. The flukes are what physically grabs the seabed to hold the anchor in place. So my question to you today, what is holding you in place today? And are you anchored in God today? Ask yourself those questions today. What is holding you in place? See, because God gave us a manual. His words, and all those that have came before us, everything that they was going through, a situation that you're going through, that you can go in the Bible and you can look and you can see how this person or that person overcome whatever it is that they was going through, that you're going through right now, and you will know there is nothing new. Different time, but there is nothing new. And the same principles that they use, you can use. That's why your testimony is so important to others. People are ashamed of what they went through, what God had brought them from, that they don't want nobody to know. But when you get anchored down in the word of God, when you begin to eat this word, meditate and spend time with God, you will begin to get stronger in him. You will begin to get stronger in him, that you will encourage others, and they will begin to get strong in Christ as well. You see, we go through storms. We go through our testing and our trial time. We go through that. But in your going through, if you are not anchored in God, we will be tossed about and getting lost. Today, begin to be anchored in Christ today. Because when you're anchored in God, it doesn't matter what storm come about. what storm that you're in. When you toss those anchors out, what anchors? I'm talking about the word. When you toss it out, you stand in. And the more you continue to stand, the deeper that anchor goes. The deeper that anchor goes and you're standing. You're able to weather that storm through. Doesn't matter what you're going through. You may be going through a sickness in your body right now. Stay anchored in the word. Look for the healing scriptures in the Bible. And know if he don't heal you, you still can trust in him. He give you that peace. He give you that peace knowing that you can rest in him. Just like he did with the Hebrew boys. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in the storm that we forget to stop just for a moment and bring the words back to his remembrance. When he said, he will never leave me nor forsake me. We have to stand today on the word of God. We have to stand today knowing that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Bring his words back to his remembrance. Bring it back to his remembrance. We serve an awesome God, people. Look at the Bible. Read the stories that are in there. I tell you. Think about Noah today. He was obedient to the word of God. He was obedient. Can you believe that? Where we today don't even be obedient. He was obedient when God told him to build that ark. He was obedient to the dimensions, the type of wood that he used. He was obedient. He was obedient. And, you know, I didn't research to see whether or not that ark had an anchor. And the anchor that I'm talking about is the anchor that they use in the boats today. But, you know, one thing I know he had, the word of God. The word of God. He heard the voice. That's what he heard the voice. Are we listening? Are we paying attention? Are we learning the word today? Are we sharing what it is that we're eating, that we can allow others to get stronger in the word? Because if you're not, it's time to. It is time for us. Look at our children. Look at our grandchildren. Look at our children. Look at our friends today. Are they being lost today? Are they being tossed to and fro that they are not grounded in the word? Are they in you where your anchor is continually just, you know, instead of it going deeper, slowly and slowly, it's just coming up and sliding. So when that storm comes, you don't have a good grip on the word. You don't have a good grip in God. because now you're so busy doing thing else but standing and trusting in God and praying when they say pray, in season and out of season, praying for your loved ones, for them to get it right today. Are you doing that today? Because there is no excuse in the grave. It's no forgiveness in the grave. You cannot stand before Christ on judgment day. You cannot stand there and say you do not know. Because you know. You choose not to follow that route. And remember, a liar will not tarry in his sight. All those today that call themselves your enemies, let me tell you something. You might be the very one to save them. You, being obedient to God. And when God said, open your mouth and speak this, you speak it. You might be that one to save their lives. And though that you're working with them that call themselves your enemies on a job, let me tell you something. You'll be the one to say, you know they're about to get fired, but you know someone have done them wrong. Would you be that person to go and speak up on their behalf? Would you do the right thing? Because the God in you should tell you to do the right thing. It should tell you to do the right thing. But you know, no one can make you do it. God is free will. He's not going to force you to do anything. Nothing at all. So what are you going to do today? You know, when you, for those of you that have your Bible, today we can't even say that we don't have a Bible, though you may not have the Bible physically in hand. And I mean, reading the book. You have the app on your phone that you can download. I don't care what kind of phone that you have. There is a Bible app there. So there is no excuse that you can't read the word. And the app, if you cannot read and you're using that as an excuse, you know what? It will read to you the scriptures. There may be, you know, there's cassettes. Well, don't know if they still have cassettes or the CD. However, you can have it. So you have access to the Bible, to the Word of God. You have access to God directly. So I'm going to come to you today from Acts 27. And we're going to start, let's start from the first. And forgive me for any of these names from back then that I do not pronounce correctly, but you know what I'm talking about. That's if you're following along with me. Amen. It says, and it was determined that we should sail, delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band, and entering into a ship of Adramyttium, we launched, meaning to sail by the coast of Asia, one of Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And the next day we touched to Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go on to his friends to refresh himself. And when we had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus because the winds contrary. And when we had sailed over the sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing into Italy, and he put us therein. Now, remember now, Paul now is arrested, okay? And when we had sailed slowly many days and scarce were came over against Sindias, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete over against Salamone, and hardly passing it, came unto a place which is called the Fair Havens, near whereunto was a city of Lycia. Now they're in a ship, and you already heard about the winds. It say, now when much time was spent and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the laden and ship, but also of lives lost. There goes the warning. Do they take heed to the warning? Sometimes we are being warned, but we don't take heed to it because of who God is using to bring forth that message. Remember, warning comes before destruction. And God will warn, and he will warn, and he will warn. He's long-suffering. And then you cannot say when something happened, you cannot say you wasn't warned about it, because you was. You just choose to ignore. You just choose to ignore. It says, nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. Why? Because Paul is not the owner. He is not the captain. He is not the master. You might say, that pastor is not my mother or my father. Oh, your boss is not your mother or your father. So whatever they say, I don't have to listen. Someone, God sent a message to someone off the street. And you is like, you look at them. I don't got to listen to you. And I'm not saying everybody do it. But come on, half the time we have respect to a person of who it's coming from. It says, and because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenix, and there to winter, which is an haven of Crete, and lie towards the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposedly that they had obtained their purpose losing thence, they sailed close to Crete. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Pelidon. That's the northeastern wind. And that wind is not one to play with. It is not. And I looked up the that wind. It says that it's a stormy wind from the north or northeast that occurs in the Levant. And it referenced back to the storm that Paul was in. It's a slight cyclonic tempestuous northeast wind, which blows in the Mediterranean mostly in autumn and winter. I would not want to enter that kind of wind on the seas around that time. But just picture the storm that you're going through. You getting news one after the other, just like Job was getting that news one after the other. Picture yourself just getting that news. You don't have time to even, you know, say I can deal with one right now before another one comes in and another one comes in and you're ready to give up. You is like, I can't do this. No, you can't, but God can. God can. You call on him because we are nothing without him. Remember that we are nothing without him. No matter what storm that you're going through, call upon him. Call upon him. I never, never feel that you are bothering someone. That you are bothering someone, that you can't ask someone for help in going through that storm. You may need somebody to touch and agree with you and pray for God to help you through, to give you a solution on what it is that you're going, godly advice, because you cannot do it by yourself. You cannot do it by yourself. The word in you today, you may start off with 5 minutes in reading a chapter. But you know what? In time, it will increase. And you ask God for his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding when you are reading the Bible. Ask him to show you. What you may read a scripture and it's like puzzled you. What does this mean? And I remember some, you know, verses that I read within the scripture and it's like, What is the meaning of this? And then you have a word, you know, that you don't know what it means. Or it just stand out of, you know, the verse. And by you just researching that word gives you a better understanding on what that verse was talking about and enlighten you on what is being talked about, things that, you know, you will learn to do, get better understanding. Pray before you begin to read God's word. And as you begin to eat from it and it begin to, you know, as it begin to settle down, you know, in you, you're able to use what you have read, to fight your battles, to go through whatever storm that you're going through with God. We dispatch our warrior and minister angels daily to go before us. Stand God round about us. Goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life. Angels around us, but we don't dispatch our angels. We don't dispatch our angels to go before us. We don't dispatch our angels to stand God round about us. We don't. We are so busy thinking that we are doing it ourselves. We are not. We can't do it ourselves. When we do it ourselves, we get into trouble. I know you all can tell me that you turn on your news and you don't see killings. They are so bold enough that they don't even have no respect that they go into the house of God. They don't fear God because they're busy serving another God that don't have no use for them. See, he stays in his post. We're the ones that are slacking in our post. If God come to you and say, okay, what you're doing, it's time now for you to stop. It's time now for you to dig deeper in my word. Do it, people. For to die without Christ is eternal hell. That's the way you're going to be spending your life. That's where you're going to be spending your life. Look out at what is going on around you. Look at your neighborhoods today. Look at the children that is growing up in your neighborhood today. Some of them are being raised without God in their life. Some of them have generational curses. Because you don't even know what their ancestors, just like we didn't know what our ancestors was into. And so when you know better, you do better. So I'm calling to you all today. You all begin time with God. Get it right today. Don't let that wind come about in your life without you not having God. When he says, speak, speak. It doesn't matter whether it's friend, family, or foe. If he tell you, go to them and speak, he got you. God got you. Verse 15, it say, and when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clada, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship, and fearing lest that they should fall into the quicksands, strake sails, and so were driven. Which strake means struck. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day delighting the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appear, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. Now, they don't even have the sun nor the stars to guide them. It is dark. Lickens is dark. And many know that if you've never been through a hurricane, I've been through several hurricanes. And when you're in the island, in the States, you can drive from one state to the next. When you're on an island, you're on an island. Okay? But to see that there is, you have no power. No power at all. If you have an electric stove, you can't even heat water. You can't turn your lights on. Of course, that electricity comes from where? So at night, you will have either a flashlight you have and pray that, you know, you have batteries. Or I know back in the day we used to have the kerosene lamps. That's what we use. And you prepare. You prepare for the hurricane as it comes. But you won't see. How can you out there in the midst of nothing but the deep blue sea, and all you have is that boat that you are in, and know that that boat break up, you gone. The mercy of God, the mercy of God, for when that storm passed, and that you're still holding on, piece of that ship, that you will be found. Because you held on. You held on to the word of God. You held on. So being out there in the deep blue sea, and you know when you can't see, when you have no light, you can't see, you're walking around in the darkness, anything liable to happen to you. You're liable to hit into the wall, stump your toe, hurt yourself any which way. And some of us today are walking around in that darkness. Are walking around in that darkness. And it says, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them. Remember I said, you might be that one person that God is using on your job, in a situation, in your family, and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. But of the ship. Now, I know you'll be looking like, they don't know what they're talking about. Did he see the storm that we're going through right now? But that's the thing. We are focused on what it is that we're going through instead of being focused on God. You remember when Peter was walking on the water? And as long as he was watching at Jesus, he walked on that water. The minute he took his eyes off, he began to sink. So you know what? Keep your eyes on God. No matter what you're going through, look up. Give God praise today. bring his words back to his remembrance. And know that the battle that you're going through, it's not natural, it's spiritual warfare you're going through. So you know what? How do you fight a spiritual war? Do you go in there with guns blazing and, you know, you got your knife and all of that into a spiritual battle? No, you can't. What are you fighting? What are you going to shoot? You're going to shoot them with the word. You're going to stab them with the word. You use the word of God against the enemy. That's your bullet. That's your sword, the word of God, your faith, you standing and knowing that you got more fighting for you than against you. People, get anchored down in God today. No day is promised to us. No day is promised to us. Every day we open our eyes. Every day we open our eyes is a gift from God. You ought to, before you get up out of your bed, you ought to say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, because it wasn't promised to you. Look around. Look around today. See how many people is dying around you. When we look at our elders, yeah, we see a lot of elders going home in this day, and we, you know, we get, you know, sad because they left. But like I say, when they leave in God, when they leave in Him, let me tell you, you could stand and you can believe that you're going to see them again. You can believe that. We are not grounded. If we are not helping others to get grounded in Christ, we are being selfish. We are being selfish. Time to be anchored and continue. The more time that you spend in God, reading the word, having conversations with Him. I'm not saying go to church every Sunday. Oh, I'm in church every Sunday. Oh, I go to Bible study every whenever you have it. You can hear what you say? You are going to. Going to, do you have that relationship with Christ? Are you building a relationship with Christ? Are you taking that time, you know, just spending time with God? Enjoying the time with God. Prayer is conversation with God. I don't care whether you're Catholic, an Anglican, a Presbyterian, a Protestant, a Pentecostal, spend time with God. Have the relationship with God. Talking with God, the conversation between you and Him. A conversation, just like I'm having with you all, a conversation. And if any one of you want to join in on the conversation, all you have to do is press that one button and join in on the conversation with God. God may have used you within these past few days. You would like to share how you have helped someone get grounded, come out of darkness and into the light. Testimony, help others. Your testimony, help others know this storm that I'm going through. This person, I heard this person we would say story. We want to say testimony out there in the world. See, I heard this person's story, and it's like the same thing that I'm going through, and God brought them through. You know what? You can be that person too, because I know God has brought you through. And as he brought you through that storm that you was going, guess what? That anchor just got a little bit deeper. Every time you share your testimony and it helps someone else, and you even hear, it gets a little bit deeper. And you continue to praise God, because you know what? If it wasn't for him that bringing you through, you would not have been able to tell this person how you made it through. People say, oh, how you could believe in a God that you can see. Like I was watching that video, it said, you have a brain. Can you see your brain? You can't see it, right? But you know you have a brain. You believe you have a brain. So you know what? We know that we serve an awesome and powerful God, people. There is no doubt about it. Because when you look over your life, when you look at your loved one's life, your friends, when you look at them and you see where God has brought them from, by you praying, and by you praying, you touching and agreeing with others that are praying as well, you in unity. The Holy Spirit didn't fall on the disciples them until they came into one accord, and it was more than the disciples in that upper room. Until they come on one accord. So remember, you don't have to be in the presence of someone else that is praying for a person. You could be in a different state, a different region, a different nation praying. I tell people the prayer list that we have, and you listen to this broadcast, some people might say, oh, it's just a broadcast. They just praying. But you know what? I can vouch for this broadcast. And I can tell you, this broadcast reached many nations. You have people in Africa, Ireland, Asia. You have people around this world that listen to this broadcast. People that are praying, touching and agreeing prayers that go before on this broadcast. I can talk about this broadcast. Prayer changes things. So it's not just us that are praying for you or for your loved ones. And when I say I lay my hand on the prayer list, it's on here. You may not hear your name called, but like I say, God knows each and every person on this prayer list. The only way that your name is crossed off of this prayer list is when you are no longer here. No longer here. You may have come, you know, we have been praying for you, and you have gotten healed and gotten well and everything, and we update it.
but your name, we don't take your name off of there. You're still being prayed for. You're still being prayed for. I know that you have your personal prayer list. Begin to lay hands. Your prayer list may be pages long. Pages long. Some have already gotten healed or whatever it is that it was asking God for. And you still continue to ask God to bless them, to keep them, to guide them, build them up when they're weak. Prayer list we have here from since 2009. 2009. And we updated, like I say, I remember a young man that we was praying for that was in a coma for, I can't even tell you how long. And just to even got the word that he came out of the coma. Came out of the coma. Sorry that, you know, they never get an opportunity to come and meet our late Apostle Porter. Because they told her whenever they come to Florida that they would have visited her. You don't have to know us, but know that we pray. We don't just call your name just to call your name. We believe in what it is that we're praying. We believe in who it is that we're praying to. So today, know that prayer changes things. Pray for those that are lost. Pray for their salvation. Pray that they don't die and go into a Christless grave. The more you anchor yourself in Christ, the more you anchor yourself in Christ, the greater your light becomes. The greater your light becomes. It's a joy for me to pray for others. I don't know them, but it doesn't matter. They ask for prayer. They're in need of prayer. They're in their weak time, and they need a little bit of encouragement. And if they don't know how to pray, guess what? You could always say, come on, let's pray together. Oh, I don't know how to pray. Let me show you. Rejoice with them. Each step that they make in Christ, rejoice. Even when they mess up, encourage them. Don't condemn them. Don't build them up to tear them down. Encourage them, because you know what? We all mess up. We all mess. None of us is perfect. Be grounded today. Be anchored in Christ. And let me, I tell people, when I see people to this day, I know some of y'all will, you know, want to say a few choice words, but that's your opinion. But I tell people when I see them with a cross on and they have Jesus still on the cross, I will just straight up tell them. I said, he is no longer on the cross. Why are you wearing him on the cross? He died for my sins. And when he came up off of that cross, he took the keys from death, hell, and the grave for me. I don't know about you, but for me, no longer on the cross. He is no longer in the major. He is in me. Because when he left his spirit. He's in me. He's in all of us. If we come into the light and begin to walk in his ways. God, do not go against your will. He gave us free will to make the decision for us to read this manual that he had man, yes, his man, to write. But we're so busy caught up in saying, oh, God didn't write the Bible. He didn't. He used man. Begin to teach. You begin to ask God to help you, take you to another dimension in him. I will never get enough of telling you all how essential prayer is in this time. How beginning to read the word on a daily basis is essential. Get it all in. Keep hearing the time is coming. This Bible that we're reading, you see how much different version there is? And as they continue bringing out new versions, how the Word of God begins to change continually. If you are not grounded in God and ask him to show you about these scriptures, enlighten you about them, get it down deep when this Bible is no longer available, and yes, people, remember this, it is coming where it will be taken away from you. And if you don't have it in you, you're in trouble. You hear me ask you if you have your Bible. You hear me ask you to turn it to, you know, a book, a chapter. I'm letting you know where I'm reading from. I read from the King James Bible. That's the Bible I know. That's the Bible I know to read from. Read the Bible. When anyone, I don't care if it's your pastor, you out on the street. I remember back, when I was younger, not that I'm old, but when I was younger, we used to have the New Testament that we used to walk around with. We had one. I rarely see them today. But, you know, you could have put that in, you know, in your bag, in your pocket, wherever, and you could have walked around with it. You didn't have to carry the, the big Bible. Yeah, it's just the New Testament because that's what it says, New Testament. And you could, on your lunch break, you're waiting to clock in or waiting to clock out at your job, you know, you can read. Get the word because it's going to be taken away. Do not take it for granted. God is seeking now where he may be found. He's right there. So he's just a breath away. Take heed to the word today. Begin to get anchored down. Let those hooks go deep down. That nothing, that nobody say to you will shake you. What's about to come upon this earth? People think it's just coronavirus. What about to come on this earth? Let me tell you all. Many hearts going to fail them. You hear the word say? Many hearts going to fail them. And if you don't have that word in you, you're in trouble. So today, seek God while he is still near. When he knocks, open. He gave us free will. And I just realized that my time is about up. So, you know, maybe we'll continue it tomorrow, however God leads. It's not my will, but his will. Again, if you have missed this broadcast, again, and would like to listen to this broadcast again, for those of you that have Facebook, you can do so by visiting our page, Logion International Ministries, and click on the link. You can click on that link and listen to the message. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to it there as well. But join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, tomorrow is Thursday, so join us at 9 p.m. And that call-in number is 347-857-3925. Maybe you would like to accept God in your life as your Lord and Savior. You have a praise reporter. You're in need of prayer. Go ahead. Again, and during that time, you can call us and press the number 1, and you will be live on air. Share it with a friend today. Bless someone today and be that light in someone's darkness and know that God loves you. Amen. Be blessed.
My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yeah.